Blind, kind of blind you a little bit, huh?
Yeah. They changed it up on us.
Yeah.
What do you expect to improve going from the first preseason into the second preseason game?
Well, key is the third downs. You know, we had, we practiced pretty good. We had in the first game, it was about five or six third downs that, you know, we were one out of six. So that's something that we need to improve this week. You know, we did a good job in practice when we were at Lehigh after the game, but we need to improve that.
One of the things that the Patriots offense is best known for are the tight ends. What kind of challenge do they present for your defense?
Well, you know, a lot, because what ends up happening is, you know, they move those guys all around, and really it's besides the mismatch that they're looking for, also just lining up schematically, you know, how are you going to line up? Because now all of a sudden you could get a receiver on a linebacker. So really just besides the mismatch part of it, just schematically where to line up so that you don't get mismatches.
A bit of a test is this for Michael Kendricks. He's going to have to cover some tight ends, so guys like that's going to be pretty tough.
Yeah, very good challenge. You know, Michael's very athletic, so, you know, I think he'll do well. I think that more of the challenge would be just schematically, you know, where to line up with all the different looks and all the different packages that they do a good job with.
You've used Fletcher Cox. What do you look for him technically now as he starts to progress?
Well, you know, I think that the first thing is that, you know, with Wash's concept, you know, you basically rush and you crush and you close. And I think initially all the young kids, when they first start in the system, it's rush. So the next part that he's working to is to be able to crush, you know. So when he reads run, be able to react to that, or be able to close when he needs to. I think that's the next part. You know, he's been doing a good job getting off the football in practice.
You've used Nnamdi a handful of different ways. What's the best way to use him in your opinion?
Well, you know, it depends on the game. You know, I mean, there's some things that we could probably do in the New England game if it was during the season that we will not do. You know, but I think it depends on the receiver. And with Dominique, the same thing. I think when we get during the season, there'll be some things that we'll do that we're not going to do during preseason, just so that we can still have an advantage with those two guys.
We've had some changes.
How did yesterday's practice? Is he looking like he's 100% good?
You know what? He went through some of the practice and the individual and some of the, but he, you know, he's, you know, you'd have to talk to Rick about that.
How much better do you think the communication will be going from the first game into the second game, having that base and the foundation to work with?
Well, again, we've had seven or eight days to practice, and I think it would be better. I think just with the OTAs, you know, communication, really the first game was not a problem. You know, just those third downs, you know, the scrambling part, you know, and being able to stay back and let the quarterback get past the line of scrimmage and staying in our area.
On the first game, the tackling struggled again a little bit. We keep hearing that it's a correctable problem, but why hasn't it been corrected yet?
Well, it was corrected at the end of the year. I think it's like everything else. You know, we hadn't played football, and just like I'm sure, like you turn on tape, you know, there's people missing tackles, you know, a lot of different places. You know, I think the thing is that we're working a tackle circuit to get better, and we just started playing football again. You know, those are the things that will get better and get corrected.
What do you expect to see out of Jaquan after he's had a good camp, disappointing first game? What do you expect from him coming up?
Well, JJ is a competitor, you know, and really the next practice that we had at Lehigh, you know, he came out there and showed the type of physical presence that he can be. So, you know, we expect him to come back and do a good job.
Warren, are you set of some of the progress D'Amico's making as far as, you know, interacting with the rest of the defense and the system right now?
Yes, you know what, Miko is a leader. You know, he's a professional. I mean, really, he's done a lot. Besides just the playing part, I mean, he's done a lot for those linebackers, you know, being able to help them. Just a guy that's done it, a guy they respect, and a guy that can lead the whole defense. I mean, that's really what he brings to the table right now for us.
Was there something missing last year, kind of an overall voice of the defense?
Well, you know what, this is a new year. I mean, we're not talking about last year. You know, that's the past, you know. Want to talk about this year.
That leadership to this team then?
Well, it is. I mean, that's the first thing when you ask me about Miko, you know, that's the first thing that I bring up is that his leadership and what he does for the other linebackers.
Has D'Amico shown you enough as a player, I mean, in camp and in preseason so far to think he's going to be a good player?
Yeah, he's a good football player, you know, in a lot of areas, you know, besides the leadership part, you know, as a football player.
For a new middle linebacker, what transition takes longer, knowing the defense or knowing the guys around you?
Well, I think really just feeling comfortable with the defense, because all of a sudden you say, well, it is the same. We play some of the same, really the same coverage that Houston played, but again, different terminology for all the different, the fronts, the blitzes, the coverages, and I think that's what takes a little bit of time, because now you don't have time to think. You have to react, and you have to make sure, okay, is that word, you know, what is that word? Can I translate it to what I'm used to? And I think in time, what will happen is he'll feel real comfortable, you know, and I think that's the challenge.
Is it safe to say, because of the team that you're playing Monday night, that you'll probably get the most accurate games of how you nickel linebackers or in the general your nickel package?
Well, we're going to keep working with that, because we have some, you know, just like last year, we have some athletic linebackers, and we're trying to see, mix and match, and see who are the best for that group. And really what we have is, you know, we have a nickel package that's on first and second down. We have a nickel package that's on third down. And then we have a dime package, you know, that we also use on third down and sometimes. So those are three different packages where different guys could be in those packages, like just like they were last year. Well, yeah, you know, depending on how they come out and attack, that's one thing about New England. You know, do they spread it out and do you use nickel, or do they come back in tight alignments and do you play your base?
You mentioned that Jared had a standout week of practice. How comfortable are you with the overall depth at the safety position?
Very comfortable. You know, I think, you know, what you have is you have some experience with OJ. And JJ now, you know, JJ will knock your block off, you know. I mean, you know, he came back and had a good week, and I expect good things from him.
OJ said a couple days ago that, you know, he's still in the thinking process. Does that concern you at all? I mean, having been a veteran?
Well, not concerned. You know, just that what it does is he's still not playing fast like he will once he understands all the little verbiage. Again, just like Miko, I mean, that's the hard thing. I mean, he's back there, and yes, too deep is too deep, but it's called different. And then the adjustments, it's the name of the adjustments, the calls, the different verbiage, the signals, all right, that he has to make to feel comfortable. And he's not just thinking about those calls. He's just reacting because he knows.
There's some tackles, Jenkins Cox, who can slide over to the end on the rushing downs. Are there tackles? Oh, I'm sorry. Are there ends who can slide inside on passing downs?
You know what? You've seen Phillip move inside, and Brandon can. And, you know, really that's, you know, the good thing is we have a few guys there. Like I said, we have two, you know, really we have eight starters and nine. And we take nine into a game. And then from there, you know, Wash will mix and match, you know, and get the best. Sometimes it depends on what he's calling, what's being run with the front, some of the games, and who's going to be where.
How improved is Cedric Thornton, the guy that came in as a project, a little undersized last year? He's gotten his weight up, and I think he's kind of flown under the radar at training camp. What's been your assessment?
Well, I think the people that have been at training camp, you know, I don't think he's been a surprise. You know, I mean, Cedric is a good athlete. You know, when you're an athlete like that and you're being coached by a good coach, you know, things are going to happen. I think that's the thing that's important, you know. Howie does a great job bringing guys that are athletic. When they're athletic, it doesn't matter whether they get drafted or not. With a good coach, they have a chance to be productive.
What will those decisions be? You got about 2 weeks left. You have a lot of defensive line that's playing pretty well right
now. Well, I think what happens is it kind of irons itself out. You know, I mean, you don't ever know what's going to happen, injuries and things here. So I think it'll iron itself out. And, you know, that's why we have those games where those guys can compete and play.
Fletcher Cox is ready to make an impact right away?
Yes. I mean, you've seen that in practice. You know, he's a tough guy to block. He's explosive. He enjoys playing the game.
You don't want to focus in, understandably, on last season. Well, it's all about a new year. But how important is it to get off to a strong start, both as a coordinator and a defense, preseason rolling into the regular season, so you don't have any of those thoughts as a player or coach about the things that didn't go right?
Well, I think the thing that our players understand first is that schematically we've had OTAs. And, you know, what ends up happening is when a guy makes a mistake or something happens and they're able to know just as fast as the coach knows, you know, I mean, you got a head start. You basically do. The tackling part, you know, we have, you know, everybody's just been in. I think probably when you look through all the NFL games, you're going to see people that are missing tackles. It's how quick we can get into our tackle circuit, make sure that we're working that hard. And the thing that's important is we want to start the way we finish.
Brandon Graham was one of those guys last week that was able to get consistent pressure for you. You know, how big is that, do you think, for his confidence, especially coming off, you know, the injury where he didn't play much last
week?
Well,
you know, Brandon's on a mission, you know, and you know, you can ask him and he'll tell you the same thing. He's on a mission, you know, so we expect some good things from Brandon, but he's, you know, he's in a dogfight, you know, just like all of them. You can't, it's tough to keep, you know, 12 of them. Yeah.
But what progress have you seen him make from his first year into his second year?
The confidence in understanding the scheme and being more comfortable. I mean, last year he led all the, well, I think Dominique and him were pretty close in all the pass breakups during training camp. And he just feels more comfortable with some of the adjustments that we're making and some of the things that we're doing, where last year it was easy for him when we were in man-to-man. But just understanding some of the other schemes, he feels more comfortable in understanding the defense.
Tackle circuit a couple times. Can you explain what that is?
Well, what we do, Rich, is we work different. We have four stations. Well, one of them really is a turnover station. The other three is where we work the fundamentals of tackling. And I think what happens is, if you understand, is, you know, what we'll do, the thing that's important is that what we want to do is we want to throw our arms, roll our hips, accelerate our feet. And what it is if you just keep doing that, you know, our eyes are up, our chin is up, her neck is on a brace, and you keep doing those things over and over and over, then what happens is, at that point, when you have to make the tackle, you know, your reaction, your body just naturally does that because you've done it so many times, and you do it over and over and over. So that's why we do the tackle circuit, so that we're working on one of the most, if not the most important part of football, which is tackling. We're working on it every day, or at least twice a week.
Guys have been tackling like their whole lives.
Mm-hmm.
Is it different at the NFL than it is in college?
Well, the difference is that the people that they're having to tackle, you know, some of those guys are pretty good athletes, you know, they got pretty good moves, you know, that's the difference. You know, you're not tackling 4'7", 4'8", guys. You're tackling shifty 4'5", 4'4", backs, shifty 4'3", 4'4", wide receivers. I think that's the key. So the angles and the fundamentals are even more important, because now the type of athlete you're having to tackle is a big difference from college and high school.
Okay. One more question. Yesterday, Trey Thomas was honored. He got very emotional when he specifically talked about your relationship. Can you just tell us what that relationship was like on your end and the kind of player he was to coach?
You know, I love Trey, you know, because you know, when Trey talked about the technique and, you know, in a way, we were able to take it to, like he said, to another level, because we were looking for the perfect set, the perfect punch, because he was a good athlete. And so, you know, it was very important for him, and really it was important for my growth as offensive line coach, because you kept looking for things to help him and John Runyon and some of the guys that we've had. And the thing that I love about Trey is a competitor, you know, and having him in the room, and when you're going against, you know, studs, you know, and the way he talked to the young kids, I think that's why he's going to be a good coach. But I think the important thing is, when Trey said what he said, I think the important thing is that, you know, that's what a coach's job is. I mean, really, our job as a coach is that all our players should talk like that about us. You know, and if they don't, we haven't done a good job, really. You know.
Thanks.